G'day, Adam.
Thanks, Lux. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Ben Melman, mate, what's happening?
Yeah, Ben Melman's coming Melham. Up to town in Sydney this week. He's going to be riding in the Villiers Stakes for Gary Portelli on Tester's Shadow. We know he had a fantastic association with Gary throughout the Autumn Carnival, winning the Golden Slipper on She Will Reign. And Gary hasn't mucked around. He's got him up here for probably the biggest race of the Sydney Summer Carnival, the Villiers Stakes, obviously with the winner punching their ticket to the Doncaster next year. Tester Shadow was really good winning the Festival Stakes a couple of weeks ago. A bit of a surprise winner, actually, after a pretty disappointing first-up run. But Gary's called in Ben to ride Tester Shadow in the Villiers Stakes. He's going to hang around as well for a few days up here in Sydney and ride Secret Lady in a barrier trial on Tuesday, sort of leading up to the Magic Millions next month. Mm. So I'd love to see Ben Melham ride a little bit more in Sydney. He doesn't sort of get as many opportunities as probably what he should in Melbourne, because he's not really connected to the Darren Weir stable and the David Hayes stable. They're the two power stables down in Victoria, for want of a better expression. And these hit-and-run trips he's making to Sydney have been pretty successful in the past, and Gary has the his desire to get him up to Sydney to ride a little bit more regularly. So, yeah, interesting to see how he goes on Saturday in the Villiers Stakes.
Adam, I describe this predicament for Tony Vazelin, Racing Victoria and the stewards earlier on this morning, but can you give our listeners and our viewers a little bit of a background? Currently, Tony has sort of refused to attend a stewards inquiry, which is a ongoing investigation, but it's a very, very broad investigation, Adam. That's my understanding.
Yeah, it is, TK. They've interviewed a number of people, both trainers and other licensed participants as well, and Tony Vassal was one person they have asked and interviewed on numerous occasions, we're led to believe, over the last few weeks. And basically, Tony hasn't showed up, and Racing Victoria stewards have said, OK, then we're not going to accept any nominations from your horses for any future races in the immediate future. Obviously, they can lift that ban if Tony does agree to be interviewed down the track. But this all stems back to the race day treatment investigation that started on Turnbull Stakes Day with Lavani, which is a Robert Spurton trained mare, and the net's been cast very wide and just keeps getting murkier and murkier. We hear lots of different rumours and scuttlebutt behind the scenes, and this was really, really, the noise coming out of this inquiry was really, really loud around Spring Carnival time, particularly in Melbourne Cup week. And obviously the stewards haven't put it on the back burner, but they've been going about their work very quietly in the background. Sort of said this is going to take several months to conclude, and this is the sort of the next step, the next sort of twist, I suppose you want to say, in the plot for this race day treatment investigation. And Tony Vassal's horses won't be seen at the races for a while, you know, I would assume.
Yeah, well, they're in charge of the integrity of racing, which is the foremost thing that the industry's got to be concerned about. And as much as I might support Tony Vassal, he's done the wrong thing here. He's going to have to show up.
Yeah, of course, there's no sort of suggestion of any guilt at this stage, but obviously he hasn't agreed to be interviewed by stewards, which is certainly graded on them, and they've taken this step just to say, okay, then, well, none of your horses are going to be racing until you do so.
There we go. Lindsay Park, retire $1 million earner, extra zero.
Yeah, Slats, he's not going to go down as one of the best racehorses to ever grace the turf in Australia here, but geez, he's one of the most popular. An 11-year-old had his final start in the Werribee Cup on Sunday. Believe it or not, 109 starts he had. He earned more than $1.7 million, and I almost forgot, but he raced in the 2009 Victoria Derby behind Monaco Consoli, who was runner-up. He never, ever won a Group 1, believe it or not. He came close on a couple of occasions. Most notably, he was just tipped out by his stablemate Spillway in the Australian Cup a couple of years ago when he went round as a 100-1 pop. He was just nosed out, but yeah. Incredible achievement by David Hayes, Ben Hayes and Tom Davening to have this horse race for so long. As an 11-year-old, he's going to retire and a happy and sound horse and hopefully have a very healthy retirement.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I backed him in that derby. Did Huey rode Monaco Consoli. Yeah, I was another second. It was another no collect. Isn't it funny how you can remember all the losers you've backed, which are many?
Don't worry, you remember the winners as well.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, they're easier to remember, I reckon, sometimes. Adam, thank you for that.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.